This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have some umbrage that I want to get to.
Umbrage?
Umbrage. I have a problem with something that's out on the internet, and we're going to solve that in a second.
Okay.
But first, I would just like to say, I can't wait to see all of you guys all wet in the Clear Creek River.
Sorry, HR.
If I said some of the crap you've said this week.
It's been a rough week for me in HR.
HR will be on my side, yeah. Not yours.
Yep.
We are going to finish the Colorado do list because Erica's a... You won't do whitewater rafting, but we are going to whitewater tube. We're going to tube,
have a little stroll.
I'm not willing to risk my life, but I'm willing to be cold.
So we're going to be at clear, like Sunday, if you happen to be in the Golden area and you see a giant unicorn floating down the, that's us.
I have a question.
Yep.
My hand's in the air.
Yep.
Is the river wide enough for that?
We don't know.
Okay.
We will
Perfect.
Find out.
Perfect.
Or deep enough.
If we're not on that, we have several options. We have also just have a ton of tubes.
Yeah.
And we'll be floating down there and then we'll probably grab a drink somewhere in Golden.
Does anyone have rope so we can all tie together? So
I think the... This
you
right
just
here.
Hand it.
Yeah. Use your arms.
You have rope in your trunk, I think.
I do.
And a shovel.
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
Okay.
Anyway, if you want to come join us or just hang out, see us, you want to wave at us from the bridge we go under everybody, we'll be out there Sunday morning, 11-ish. Umbrage. This is what I have umbrage with. Who did this? Collider. Collider.com. I want to point it. They have the 10 funniest movies. You know, we should have a feature on the show where we do, like, we read a list of things. It's kind of controversial.
Ooh, I like
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
That's a really good idea.
Actually, I'm going to spearhead that.
Okay. It's definitely your thing.
The 10
You can even rank it. Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't want it to be, like, regular ranking. They need to have some, like, oomph behind it, whereas, like, people argue over it.
Okay. Right.
Argumentative rankings are, like...
Right.
Like,
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
10 funniest movies of the last 50 years. These aren't that funny.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know what half of these are.
Here's the thing.
A fish called... Sorry, if I wasn't...
Go ahead, finish it.
A fish called Wanda?
That's
what
actually...
Is that?
I would put that on the list.
Never heard of it.
Because you... Have you... There are 10 movies on this list. How many have you watched total, Erica?
I have seen two, and I think
I've seen the two?
A third. Yeah, guess.
You've seen Anchorman. Loser!
That was my maybe.
What?
I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've seen it in full.
Really?
Really.
I it's hard to even discuss. We need people to call in. We need people to text in. It's hard to discuss movie things with Erica.
Okay, but guess the other two. You know the other two. Come on.
Bridesmaids?
For sure, 100 times.
I just had to look for a girl movie.
Okay, and what's the last one?
Maybe Superbad.
For sure. Okay. Seen that also 100 times. My brother will recite the whole thing to you.
But is that one of the funniest movies of all time?
Yes. When they're walking the same way and he's like, oh, okay, okay, I'll see ya. I'll see ya. But they're leaving in the same direction.
It's a good one. Bridesmaids, it's number 4 on the list.
Are we insane?
I saw it once and they're like, yeah, it's good. And I never saw it again. Is that why?
My sister has seen that film at least 120 times in her life.
Because it's meatloaf. It's comfort. But it's not funny. It's not that funny.
The part where they're making the thing
Can
with
we
their
shoot
arms?
Video of Erica reenacting her favorite scenes from these movies?
And she's got the chocolate on her tooth.
Your stomach hurts. You're laughing so hard from Bridesmaids.
Okay, come on. The wedding dress shopping scene in Bridesmaids, the first time you ever saw it,
yeah.
You weren't peeing your pants laughing?
No, I'm a boy. No. No.
Aaron gets it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you putting that on your top 10?
Yeah, because it's the only one out of this 10 that I've seen.
You've never seen Superbad?
Get out of the room. I was just talking trash about her and she's seen 3 times as many of the movies than you.
Yeah, 2.5.
Yeah. Rounding up. Okay. Do you have a movie that you think is the funniest movie of all time?
No.
Wait, so Aaron doesn't like
Do you watch funny movies?
I literally, for the first time this week, just saw The Mummy.
That's not funny.
The original one?
Yeah.
Is that the Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, and I love him.
Have you seen the Tom Cruise one?
No. Didn't even know that there was one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're hurting my head. Let me just put it out there. We need you to call with better movies than the ones we've said because no one in this room, maybe T-Hack can come in with some movies, but the two girls here have only seen chick funny movies.
What about like Napoleon Dynamite?
Is it laugh out loud funny though?
It depends on what state you're in. Not Colorado. Oh.
What about Wedding Crashers?
No, if you're inebriated, it was like The Hangover for me. I told a bunch of friends it's so funny, and then we all watched it together, and they were like stone cold sober and just like, I don't. But it's like Lucky. It's so funny. Is that on the list?
No,
should be on the list. All right, if you want to tell us what the funniest. Beat these rankings. We'll give you the rest of them in a minute. But like, what is the funniest movie of all time? 303-222-5423. If you're busy, you can just text. Hack, what is the funniest movie of all time?
I agree with this list at number one.
Airplane?
What even is that?
Airplane? Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious and stop calling me Shirley.
Waka waka. This is doing nothing for me. I've never even heard of this film.
There's a series
it's
of
from
them.
The 1980.
Yeah,
I know, but people still go back and watch movies from the
1980s. I thought it was going to be like from the 20s.
It looks old.
No.
So there was.
Airplane is number one. Airplane 2 would be number 2.
No. Okay, that's. You've gone too far.
They're the best. It's just all puns.
My
whole
parents'
thing.
Generation, there was a series of movies called Airport, like Airport 77. And they were serious movies where, like, it's a plane crash. And, like, one of them crashes and then it sinks in the water. And they're like, oh no, but they're all still alive. And they're just like underwater. And it's like, it's just scary plane crash scenarios.
I hate that.
So then these funny guys all went, these are stupid movies that my parents would watch. And these guys are like, we're going to make fun of that and just do Airplane.
So it's like a scary movie thing.
Yes.
I hate that stuff.
Parodies?
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
I like all the scary movies. I like them. Yep. And they had a date movie. Yes. There was like superhero movie. They started really going out there. They got worse and worse, but
you guys,
I've watched them all.
There are people in their cars screaming at the top of their lungs right now. I don't like this movie, but every person I know who's ever watched a funny movie in their life says
Dumb and Dumber.
Thank you.
Okay, Dumb and Dumber is number two for me. And it's not on the list.
It's not on the list. It's not in the top 10 movies of all time.
It's pretty good. But I haven't seen it in like 20 years.
Do you
so
know
what
that
do
half
know?
That movie's made up by Jim Carrey? The funniest things that happen in that movie are him like walking past the man in the moon thing. It's like, wait, we landed on the moon. That's not written down. It's just him being funny.
And I would argue Bruce Almighty. Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
I would argue like that one was pretty funny.
Not on the list.
Right. He's got some good ones.
Of course. Ace Ventura.
Pretty good. Aaron, have you seen any of these?
I've seen Ace Ventura.
Okay. we're also now hiring for two females. If you've seen movies, you're welcome to come be on this show. What is the funniest movie of all time? 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing funniest movie of all time. Basically, it's going to be you saying the name of a movie and at least two people in the room going, huh? That's a movie? Huh?
I'm realizing, based on the texters, that I have seen a lot of funny movies, just not the stupid ones on that list.
The list is, that is why we started this. This list, we haven't really gotten through it, and we're just going to let you guys call in and we'll say if it's on the list. But like, no, Tiak, I don't think you said this on the air. Not one Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. You've got Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Big Daddy.
I'm going to tell you right now, Happy Gilmore 2 jumps almost all these movies right now. It's so
really
funny.
But it's also top of mind for you.
But I've never laughed that hard.
50 First Dates. Great
movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Such
That's
a good
not
movie.
That
but
funny,
is it funny?
Though.
It's also heartwarming, so maybe not as
because
funny.
Because Drew Barrymore with her.
I'm surprised. Well, we'll see what the callers say, but there's a section that I'm surprised that's not on the list that I have seen.
I think the texters have.
Oh, Monty Python.
Yeah. No, I don't see that one yet.
That's dude. I can't believe you've seen that stuff. I
love
barely
Monty
saw
Python.
It.
That like, is so on brand for her. Are you kidding?
You're right. Cause it's like, she's an old soul, but I barely watch it. It's too old for me.
I don't like it. I don't like when things start talking in that old timey language.
English? Okay. Randall? Jesus.
Guy.
Funniest movie ever.
Well, I don't know. It's a Cinderella story about to win.
Oh,
the
I see what he's doing there.
Caddyshack.
He's quoting the movie. He's being Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
Caddyshack,
When he's going after the gopher.
Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase. Come on.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I like Rodney Dangerfield. Back to School is a good Rodney Dangerfield movie, too.
Yes.
It was great.
Never seen that one.
National Lampoon's Vacation, Animal House.
This is the most dude list that's happening right now.
Yeah. But Caddyshack, come on.
I need some girls to get on in here because...
Dude, no, he's right. Because girls like that movie too.
Caddyshack?
Yes.
I love Caddyshack. But like, when you get to the like...
Animal House, there's too many...
Vacations.
Here's the thing. And Vacation's the same. Anytime there's a gratuitous boob shot in the middle, then it's...
You know
it was made for men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Oh.
I was just thinking that's what our show needs.
A gratuitous boob shot?
In the middle.
Hey,
I'll do it. Fine.
Minon?
Yay.
Funniest movie ever.
I think Overboard with Goldie Hawn.
I don't think I've seen that. Did they recreate that recently?
Somebody might have. It is such a funny movie.
Is it? I like Goldie Hawn.
And it's her husband.
Yeah.
They've never gotten married.
Long-term partner.
Mm.
Do you know the premise of the movie?
No.
She's this stuck-up bee.
That's how most movies start.
And he, is a dude who, remodels stuff, and they're in a fight or whatever. Anyway, then she, falls overboard or something. Something happens
off
to her, and
she's
got amnesia. And he goes and picks her up and is like, I'm your husband. You forgot me.
What?
And turns her into this, lowbrow. She lives his lifestyle because he convinces her that they were married. And she raises his kids and all this stuff.
Feels illegal.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Okay.
It's such a good movie.
I'll give it a whirl sometime.
And there's a gratuitous boob shot right in the middle.
Invite me over, Erica. I'll watch it.
It's such a good movie. That's a great one. Andrew.
Yay.
Funniest movie of all time.
Old school.
Yeah.
This whole genre is missing
Literally,
out.
Literally, old school's like my dad's favorite movie.
Frank the Tank. Frank the
Tank. Andrew, I don't mean to call you old.
I'm with you, Andrew. It was my all-time favorite, a Will Ferrell movie.
I think Steve would probably agree with me if he was still around.
Probably. This is the exact kind of movie I hate.
Is there a gratuitous boob shot in it?
100, I would imagine. Is there or is there not?
Yes.
I just cracked the code.
I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is now.
No, but it's just like, that cracks the code. Yeah. If your movie's not funny and you still want to win with boys.
I think it is funny.
It's not funny.
Jeremy Piven is in it. The other Wilson guy, Luke Wilson, Owen's brother.
The old other Wilson.
The one who's not like, wow.
He's in Legally Blonde.
Yeah. He's Warner, right?
Yeah.
No, Emmett. Yeah, he's the other guy.
Legally Blonde,
pretty funny movie.
Not that funny.
Okay,
here's the thing. Guy movies, too far boob and like fart joke. Girl movies just never get you to laugh. You're just like,
girl movies has like, I don't know, a plot and like a point.
Okay, Bridesmaids has a plot and a point.
Hey, there's a love story in there.
That's not a plot or a... Okay, Ashton.
Yay.
What's the funniest movie ever?
RV with Robin Williams.
Oh, I was thinking of a different movie and I was
cheering you on.
Were you thinking
the Jennifer Aniston one?
Yes!
Yeah, so good.
Is that Where the Millers?
With the weird eyebrow Millers.
Guys. We Are the Millers or whatever is really funny. Yeah.
But RV, I think I remember seeing that and it's good too.
With Robin Williams? I don't even know what that is.
Like late in his career, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2006.
You should also watch We're the Millers with Jennifer Aniston.
That's got Ted Lasso in it, right?
Yes.
Is he the? Yeah.
And Emma Roberts.
Yeah. And that weird boy.
The eyebrow guy who's hot now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gratuitous.
Yes. Hello. He's literally a teen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We're about to do news. Or no.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
I think I just hit a new
is
note.
To decide.
I'm proud of you.
This is news or nope.
When we first started doing news or nope, I would occasionally do the what I like to call the what's the lead singer of Metallica?
I don't remember.
James Hetfield.
Okay.
And go news. And Tiak adopted it today.
News.
Yeah.
Tiak has a lot of theatrical moments with
he's
this song.
So into the theme songs of this show that I think that I don't want to out you, but I've seen you've left them on the printer, the screenplay that you have
out of the theme songs.
It's sort of like it's like The Greatest Showman,
right?
It's like this is the greatest, but then it works in
right
like, great mate debate and like different theme songs from
now
the
that's what I call slacker.
Oh boy.
If we don't put it out, we are failing miserably. Yeah. Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I know everyone's going to be upset with me, but I do have to report this.
If this is Taylor Swift news.
It's not, but there
Who's
are...
Who's got nopes left?
Hold on.
Just Aaron.
There
on,
are
Aaron.
More bags of potentially radioactive frozen shrimp being recalled. So now,
can
Sandbar,
you do the rest of it as Forrest Gump?
Arctic Shores, Best Yet, Great American, and First Street are all being recalled.
That was so much spit.
There was so much drool coming out of your mouth that I don't even know.
He's got a hankering for that radioactive shrimp.
Let's go through some of the different things we could make with the shrimp. We could make shrimp kebabs.
Shrimp gumbo.
Buffalo shrimp.
Fried shrimp.
Shrimp and pineapple.
Shrimp on the bobby.
No, they never did that. They never did never did the thing.
Okay,
have you ever seen the actor? He's in other things. The actor who played Bubba in Forrest Gump.
Have you ever been to a Bubba Gump Shrimps?
No, I haven't. But
oh my gosh, amazing. So
is it really good?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Is there still one downtown or did it close?
It was like right next to or across from a strip club. So it was just, it was like.
You're right. And like the hotel and then the convention
center. One of
them
had to go because it's like, we don't want the fishy thing going on. You know what I mean?
Okay. Why don't we move on from the story?
No, I think I, no.
Where's the radioactive, where's it coming from?
I don't know.
So somebody, so obviously it started as just great land, right?
Great value. Shout out.
Walmart.
Yeah.
My Kelty Williamson is Bubba.
Oh.
Anyway, in the movie, he's got this underbite and he's developmentally sort of delayed or whatever.
Perfect.
And then you see the actor. He's stunning. Like,
he's a beautiful man.
He's a great actor.
But they gave him such an underbite and stuff when he's just going buffalo shit. It's just when I saw him in real life, you're like, wow, good job, buddy. Anyway, if you're going to do Forrest Gump imitations, don't use any of those brands of shrimp.
Right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I feel like I need to come up with my own jingle for like the true crime stuff since I'm very into it. Lyle Menendez is currently undergoing parole after his brother was denied parole yesterday.
I was thinking about this today. It would be a baller move of the parole board to let one of them out and not the other one.
But that's what they're thinking. That's what's happening.
It's most likely they're both going to get denied, especially because I don't remember exactly. I think Lyle was the one that came up with the plan.
Yeah.
So they.
Which one's which?
Lyle's the older.
Which one's the skinny little. Ugh. One of them was kind of buff with the fake hair.
That's Lyle.
Eric. But I don't know.
No, I think Eric was like kind of like, yeah, I'll just do whatever you want.
Yeah, he's the skinny little. Ugh.
But maybe I got it all wrong. I only watched the Netflix version of it, which was horrific, by the way.
I couldn't finish it.
I couldn't either. So disturbing.
Yeah.
But we finished
it. Because they did make the dad kind of a.
There was a lot happening.
If it's true.
Correct. Mm-hmm. No, well, each episode kind of showed a different perspective. But when they went for it, they went for it.
Yeah.
Because there was like mists of blood in the air, right? Because when they went into the room and just blew them up with shotguns.
Yeah.
Ew. But no, they like, here's the deal. Just a couple years ago, they had no possibility of parole. Right. They were lifers. Then they overturned that sentence and did the other thing. You can't let them out right away.
Right.
Like, we just gave you this.
Doesn't one of them have like a medical condition though? I think I remember reading that.
I do vaguely remember that, but I don't recall what it was.
Yeah.
Also, they did commit a murder.
Yep.
Two. So. Their parents. I mean, if their parents were terrible people and molesting them and doing whatever, that there's...
Kidney stones.
That was it?
Oh, God.
No. Yeah.
They made a big deal out of it. Eric had kidney stones. He's fine.
I can rock a kidney stone and finish news or nope.
Yeah.
Legit. Yeah. Watch this.
Okay. I don't want to watch your face doing that. Are you forming one right now?
Good evening.
I just want, programming note. There's a chance this is going to be long enough to be the end of News or Note for today.
Oh, okay.
And I think the thing that everyone needs to understand, we've never had this show meeting, so I'm going to have it now.
Oh,
okay. Y'all, if you're the third one, you're not allowed to do a downer story. If you're the third story in News or I'm just saying, do you want News or Note to end on a like, anyway, 3,000 dead puppies found in a river?
Hey,
like, don't do that.
Don't ever say that again.
But you know what I'm saying.
It's a bad example.
But Hack tends to go third, and then he has these...
Depressing.
Yes.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In international player news, the Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, is out here, baby. He is dating around. Secretly. So he got married to Teresa Nist from the show. They were married for about 3 months. And then she revealed on a podcast that actually they've been broken up and he went back to another woman that he met on the show
that he nixed. Do you know the name?
On the show? Yes, it's here. Christina Kempton.
Hold on. She wasn't even the number two or three.
Yeah, but he met.
Was she the one that I thought was really annoying?
Perhaps. Uh-oh. So my man Jerry just went through the Rolodex. I've met all these newfound acquaintances.
I'm good like, for Jerry.
Hey, you up?
You know what, though? This is not the first time that it's happened.
Yeah.
It's not?
No. Pilot Pete went back to like four different women from his season. So Jerry's just taking a page out of his
See a good story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. This room is not ready for Feel Good Friday.
Never.
No, I mean just not ready. Nobody ever has their stories, but our attitudes are just wrong.
Yeah.
It's Feel Good Friday, everyone.
No, this week has been...
Right. We have one... This week is one little time on the show. Feel good.
It has improved since the middle of it.
What?
Huh? I was in a bad mood, and now I'm in a better mood, so I'm looking...
You are just because you're talking quiet?
What?
But you and Aaron are fighting over the stories already?
We didn't fight at all. She just claimed that we already stole her stories when no one has spoken yet.
I don't know what story I'm even doing yet.
Right. I don't even know who I am.
Okay. So who's going to go first? Oh, I will.
Okay. Where's your story from?
I don't think anybody's got my story. It's from North Carolina.
Ooh.
A 16-year-old boy named Evan Sterling went into a guitar shop and began to strum around on a Stratocaster. He was playing around and a stranger came up to him and had a chat with him, said, "You're pretty good, kid." He's like, "Yeah, I'm just here with my dad, trying out guitars, blah, blah, blah." Guy disappeared, walked away, blah, blah, blah. A few minutes later, the guy came back and handed him a $1,500 Stratocaster in the case and said, "I, at one time, was just like you. Couldn't afford a nice guitar."
Oh.
What? "If you ever get good enough to afford a guitar for someone else, pay it forward." And he walked away.
Wow.
And the kid said he is devoting his life to practicing guitar so that one day he will be famous and be able to pay the favor forward.
What?
Wow.
Do we know who that guy was?
Nope.
Or anything? Was he like in a band? Is he someone famous? Were you in North Carolina?
I, I want to say I don't have $1,500 to just drop, but it's one of those stories that's like if you have, like, does anybody in this room, were you guys in band?
No.
Yeah.
But I know people who are like in band and they still have their flute. And it's like, will you please go give that to a kid? You're never going to play it again. The big tall guy from next door has his trombone in his office. I'm like, give that to a kid, please. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I played my mom's saxophone in high school.
Your same mom played saxophone?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I played hers. So if you have a kid, maybe you could pass.
I guess.
And my sister did too.
But
after
at a certain
me.
Point, I love the gift of music, and I just think you should give it.
I have an extra guitar I should give away.
You should.
I have two, and I hardly ever play them, which is like never.
Yeah, find someone and just.
I do like that. It's a good sentiment.
Feel good Friday, people.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
All right.
I've got a story.
Oh.
Out of upstate New York, there is a couple named Taylor and Jason, and they met at a senior living facility. That's where they met, started dating, everything.
I was freaking out because I thought she was doing Taylor Swift and Jason Kelce.
So did I.
And I'm like, what are you doing? You got cooler. Because you would find a way to make it about Taylor.
I mean, the good news. Yeah, we have lots of good news from her, but yes. So they met, started dating while they were working there, and they had their wedding. They got married. But then they had a second wedding for the 200 residents of the living facility.
They had a reception at the old folks' home.
They had a second wedding. So they did their wedding, and then they were like, but we want to make sure that our 200 grandparents are included.
Oh.
And it was a very, that's very emotional day ever. For them.
Did everybody live through it?
As far as I know, yes.
Feel good Friday.
I didn't ask, did anybody die? I said it a very feel good way.
Gosh. Terrible. I've got a story about a four-year-old from Michigan who recently learned how to use the phone, and he wanted to talk about his favorite sports, so he called 911.
Oh, boy.
The officers came to him and talked to him about how much he loves soccer and swimming, and they had kind of like a whole neighborhood party for the kid. But
no.
They did.
No. No, you're just encouraging him to call 911 for the wrong reasons.
They had a good conversation with him of how to properly use 911, but they still said, we can be buddies.
Okay.
Buddy.
They learned that he was celebrating his birthday.
Oh.
So they wanted to make sure his day was even more special.
God. We are almost, I know, Tiak, you want to go, and we're going to have time for you.
Okay.
But we're almost at my full of feel good, because these were all really feel good stories, and my cynicism is just like, can you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of bubbling up a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Let me try to get you back. My story's about dads.
Oh, boy.
This was one of mine, and I knew I would cry, so I didn't do it.
I might cry. There's a woman. She has a 30-year relationship with her father, Buzz. The daughter's name is Rosie. About every 10 days throughout her entire life, he would write her a letter just kind of saying, hey, you know, we went for ice cream and here's how I felt. Like, it basically gave her a letter every 10 days. She has 3,500 handwritten letters from her dad as she was from when she was growing up.
He lives with her.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a running diary almost, kind of like, but then she can read his thoughts.
The forethought of that is so great.
Now, she has a 2-year-old son who now the dad writes letters to him, but she thought, what about people who aren't as fortunate to have such a great dad like myself? So she started the Dad Letter Project. So now her dad is writing 3 to 4 letters every single day for people all over the world. Anyone who wants to sign up and get a letter from a dad, and even other dads have started participating too. You can just write a letter to somebody out there who needs it. If you're a dad, you can sign up. It's called the Dad Letter Project.
You got me.
Aaron's crying too.
Yeah, I will be signing up.
To get letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a dad. I can't send them.
I thought if I asked the question.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is going to be super cathartic, everyone. We're going to get the pettiness out.
Oh, yeah. Just get it out. Okay. I think that you look dumb today.
Oh, my God.
That's not what we're doing.
That's not petty. That's just straightforward.
Be a good person.
Sorry. I'm mad because you did something wrong.
Nope. That's not what we're doing.
Shoot. Okay.
We're doing, like, you hate a celebrity, but not for a... It's like a petty little...
Okay.
like, if you hate OJ because he killed his wife, okay, that's
a valid
bad.
Reason.
That's a pretty yeah. good reason.
You should.
This is adjacent to one of, by the way, we got a text the other day of somebody saying we have to stop saying adjacent, so I've been trying to work it in.
Why?
Because it's the petty reason they hate me, because I must have said it too many times in one of the shows where I'm like, ooh, that's adjacent to something. Anyway, this is adjacent to one of TX's favorite topics, mundane celebrity encounter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This
right.
is sort of like the mundane reason.
You hate someone.
You hate somebody famous. Does anybody have one off the top of their head?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready.
Is it about me? I'm not a celebrity, so womp, womp, womp.
And I don't hate you, just sometimes. Logan Paul can't stand the
That's
guy.
Not petty, that's valid.
Thank you.
But do you Both have Paul a brothers, petty annoying. Reason?
Yeah, I'm like, you're not a boxer.
He
and he's
is
like, but
actually,
I am, and I'm going to beat up Mike Tyson. And it's just like, yo, go, go, go.
That was Jake.
Oh, no, no.
So which one do you hate?
You got it.
I actually hate
the
both.
Same person.
Logan fought Mayweather, and then Jake fought Tyson.
I find them both wildly embarrassing.
Okay.
And I hope they know it.
Send this audio to them.
Yeah.
I want the next fight to be Eric.
They do a great job at rage baiting, though. I will give them that.
And I, yeah, the one who fought Mayweather is actually a good boxer.
That's the older one. That's Logan.
I don't like him. No compliment.
I still find him so off-putting.
Yeah.
There's just something so like, like it's just like, it's
there's
like
something
Paris
so
Hilton.
Like, yeah. About them.
Or the Kardashians. Like, they're famous for being famous.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no substance, but at least he can hit.
Speaking of the Kardashians, I saw one where it was like Kendall Jenner saying she had a big secret, some vulnerable news, and it was just like a proactive ad.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
That's a petty reason to hate her, though.
Yeah.
I
remember that. We were all like, oh my gosh, she's going to be so relatable. And then it was like, I have acne.
And we're like, we've been looking at your face for years. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if mine's petty. I hate John Mayer.
Are you really? Jealous of him?
Oh, yeah. Isn't he a great guitar player?
He is. Incredible. He's great. I will admit that. Just like, unlike Erica, who can't admit that the Paul brothers can actually be good boxers.
They're embarrassing.
Her hatred. Right. Okay. But watch me. Look how grown up I am. I think he's a great guitar player. I think he's a piece of turd human.
He is.
And I'm not even doing the Taylor Swift thing. Relax.
Dear John.
I was
would've,
given.
Would've, should've.
I was given access to him at one point. Got to interview him. But I had a partner on the radio at the time who was a bit of a disaster. And the interview was not going swimmingly. And John cut it short and said, I must return to macerating my fruit. That's how he ended the interview.
What is that?
It just means cutting fruit and pruning. By the way, I had to go home and look it up.
Okay.
But I mean, can you just cut the interview short? Can you just be like, I got other things to do? But no. I have to go macerate my fruit. It's just like such a John Mayer thing to say. You can't just, like, you
but
have to
so
use a big
handsome.
Word and, like, just try to make us feel small. It's like, I'm going to do something. You're going to have to go home and look up. And I'm like, I don't have to look it up, but I did. But it's like, it's just you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's such a watch guy, though. He's like one of the best watch collections ever.
Great.
So that's why I love
have him. Have him. Be friends with the Pauls and John Mayer.
You know what? Do you want to just defend everyone we hate, T-Hack?
Yeah. You know who I hate? T-Hack.
Yeah.
Text in right now if you hate T-Hack too.
Yeah.
All right, no, seriously, we want to hear, it's got to be a celebrity, and it should be petty, the reason you hate them. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I do have some personal beef, she doesn't know, with Anna Sophia Robb.
Interest, that's a deep cut.
She, I don't know if she's from Colorado, but at one point she lived here. We used to Irish dance at the same place. And then we would audition for these same shows, movies.
And she would get them and you would not.
That's so interesting. Because she's a little blonde, but you both have like that wide eye. Yeah. Like,
did you Google her?
Heck? I do, yeah.
Do you know who she is?
I was told once I looked like her, which is not true. Weird. But
now she hates you a little bit. That's why you have all this animosity towards Erica.
Because I look like Anna Sophia. What's like the number one thing that you didn't get that she did?
To be honest, I have no idea.
Perfect.
Hack?
Yeah, easy one for me. Channing Tatum.
You know what? Get out.
Because
What did it's petty?
It's petty. Open your mouth. Open your mouth when you speak, my guy. Have you lived on Earth?
Have you? Hold on, I don't know what he's talking about.
Scene. Pull any scene with a Channing Tatum movie.
He's like,
you can't be so hot you don't even open your mouth when you talk.
I gotta dance and step up.
Why did
that's really what he does? Yes.
I don't know. I love him.
Cut, Channing. You're going to have to speak. You're going to have to open your mouth when you do it. It drives me nuts in
but
every
he's
movie.
He's super famous for never opening his mouth.
And taking his shirt off in every
he's
movie.
He's also so hot.
He will be Sylvester Stallone when he's older.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I say
that? Is
that
petty enough?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. You have to turn up the volume when you're watching it.
I was going
to
push back on you. Because you've pushed back on two of the people in the room, but that is literally exactly what we're looking for. That is the most petty thing I've ever heard. So you're just like, if you see him in anything, you're just immediately like, no.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, he's not going to open his mouth when he talks. It's like just kind of job number one when you're an actor. Speak the line.
All right. If you're as petty as the rest of us in this room, we want to know the petty reason you hate a celebrity. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about our petty beef balls with celebrities.
Man, can I read this text, please?
Yes.
This is so funny. Anne Hathaway, because her nerdy side before she was a princess in Princess Diaries, I believe, reminded me of someone I wouldn't like in high school.
Mad at her as a person.
For years now. I think that movie is 20 years old.
And that's part of the plot in the story is like she gets bullied for being a nerd and then she's cool when she becomes a princess.
And this number says, yeah, same.
But she's acting.
Yeah.
So she's...
Yeah.
You're mad at her for being good at what she does.
No, they're just mad at her because that nerd reminded her of someone she didn't like in high school.
Loser!
Like, okay, tell us you were popular.
Did the adjacent person text in?
Yeah. They said that was me who...
They claimed ownership.
Because I said adjacent three times adjacent. One day and now they're like, they're mad at me for saying the word adjacent.
And I said, haha, oops. Also, they've been chiming in all day, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a weird reason to be mad.
Yeah, I guess. There are other adjacent reasons you could be mad.
I love you so much right now. I'm going to smooch that face of yours. William?
Yes.
Who are we pettily mad at?
I guess Danielle Furtado.
Why?
Okay, that, I kind of get it.
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away. I just like wish someone would just like skeet shoot her and put her out of my misery or pick her and just fly her away.
Oh, my.
Wow. Why? But what did she do to you? Did she hurt your puppy or something?
And she hurts my feelings because that song is so bad.
Yeah. My brother had a thing. He hated that song when it came on because it was so popular.
It's annoying.
Yeah. In fact, Danny, is this you? Because it really sounds like it.
Some other people called and we lost them. What was the other?
She couldn't think of it.
Oh,
she may have had a stroke while she was talking to me.
We've got lots of texts.
And I thought of another one too for me.
Oh boy.
George Clooney.
What?
Because this is so petty. I remember being like 8 or something and George Clooney was on a movie and I remember my dad who was probably like 30. My mom probably thought George Clooney was handsome, you know, right. And my dad was 6.
So he was mad.
My dad was like, ugh, George Clooney, ugh. I remember him saying that. And I was just like, yeah, dad.
Aww,
we don't like George Clooney. And ever since, I see him and I remember my dad being like, ugh, I don't get it.
Okay, I can actually piggyback on that. And I'm going to be vulnerable for a moment. Because I don't think anybody in the room knows this. And I know Aaron knows I have this intense hatred of somebody. And there's no reason for it. I hate Harry Styles.
What?
I hate him.
Is it because he's so beautiful?
My ex-wife... had this, she was creepy when he was still in One Direction.
Yeah.
Because
he was
young.
A child.
Right.
But then it was just, it was visceral. It was like, what was the war movie he was in?
Dunkirk.
It was like, we had to go see, and I'm like, what? You're not interested in war? Like, why would we go see this movie? And then I saw that it was him. I was like, and then... She was getting tattoos and she got a mermaid on her arm and she's like, oh, that's for our daughter. And I was like, and I looked, he's got a mermaid on his arm.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Also though, hunky man.
Guess what?
What?
Now I don't like you either.
Oh, man.
Wait, I think the girl who called earlier and couldn't remember, she's calling back.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Danielle, we need to make sure you're okay. We heard you were having a stroke.
No, I've just been kind of sick and been taking a lot of Dayquil today.
What? Oh, so, no. Okay, so you have...
I'm glad that's so funny.
You have a petty celebrity thing. What happened?
Yeah. Okay, so this was, like, a long time ago, but this was, like, back in college when I was hot, and it was Jazz Fest in Detroit, and to go see G-Love and the Special Sauce, and after he played, like, his handlers or whatever they were, they asked me and my friends if we wanted to go backstage and hang out with them.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay. And so we were trying to talk to him, just like make conversation, sort of, I don't know, weird. And he like asked me, hey, so what's it like to hang out with a rock star? And I didn't really know what to say. So I was like, I don't know. I'll let you know when I hang out with one. We were asked to leave.
Sorry, we got to let you go. G Love is on the phone, and he's got a reason to hate you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the diary. Found a diary long, long time ago. I do want to encourage people because somebody I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and they're like, "Can you catch me up?" I'm like, "I don't have to." Like, just go listen to it.
You can literally listen to all
of it. If you've binged two seasons of Love Island, just go listen to the diary. It's way better than Love Island.
Yeah. And and there's video, too. Yeah. You watch us do it. It's just like Love Island.
You can get it on the... the video's not on the Odyssey app, though.
No. Video's on Instagram or YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of them are on YouTube, right?
Yep.
Or the Odyssey app. O-D-D-Y...
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
There you go. What happened last time?
She got in the fight with Mike.
Oh, that's right. Because
it was Christmas, and he gave her a necklace.
Silver necklace from Tiffany's.
Yes.
And he was like, there's more where that came from.
Right. So I kind of feel like at this point, we don't even know if they're together. Because it was like she woke up the next morning, and he was just not in bed.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. She was like, where is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we would have known where he was, but Tiak wouldn't use his veto. Like the little hoarder.
It was
that he
a
is.
Really long entry.
Thank you. Yes.
Have you read some of the texts?
Oh,
yes.
And I warned you guys there's something weird going on.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Here's the thing. We are all very sacred about the diary.
Yes.
We don't look. And when she asked us sometimes, I remember she looks forward. We always ask her for what the date of the next one was. And the one time she looked forward and in very big letters, it said, I'm not pregnant.
Right.
So she kind of has, did she draw a drawing? What did she do?
Why don't we just start reading and then I'll let you guys know.
Ooh. I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
So the last one was like December 26th. It was like the day after Christmas.
Yeah. And he was not, she said, I feel so alone. He wasn't in bed.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
January 1st. I'm glad school starts back soon. I'm starting to go a little crazy. Maybe the holidays and the cold weather don't help, but Mike's been a bit distant. I can't blame him. I've spent months being distant. I can't stop it. I thought being with someone meant you got to be happy. I guess I don't really know how to do that. Last night wasn't very interesting, minus the champagne and us very... And the pages are ripped out. There's
no.
Multiple pages ripped out.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you
so
rip them out?
So you're stopping there?
I didn't rip it. We're stopping there.
Hack. Okay, then you have to read the whole thing again. Yeah. Like,
I'll read that last little paragraph again. Last night wasn't very interesting, minus the champagne and us very, and you've got to think it says like drunk or something. But, right, because it's January 1st, so she's talking about New Year's Eve.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she didn't have fun. It wasn't very interesting, but they had champagne. And then she wrote, can you, this is a very strange ask, can you like feel how many pages there are?
I can kind of see. So there's one, two, three, but that's, you know, front and back. Also, there could be some that came all the way out of like the stitching.
So she finished that entry, wrote several.
Oh, each, four. So if
and
she
then
wrote,
whatever was on those pages,
yeah,
was so hurtful to her.
We don't know when she tore them out though.
Right.
Or what if it doesn't go until like a year later because she wanted to erase past? What if Mike did something?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, or like Mike found the diary and didn't like what she wrote and he ripped them out. Or when it was in the park that you found it and they got ripped. Like there's just no.
Yeah. Did Mike find it?
That's what I'm worried about. And I really have done a good job of not reading any of the next entry because I don't want to spoil it.
I wanted to talk about something else and now I'm like.
Are you worried about the distance between them?
I'm worried about her that she's just never going to be happy.
Yeah.
But I do think that she lived in a world where she was like, I'm so single. And like, obviously if you're in a relationship, everything's always great. And that's just not true. If you're in a relationship, things can be a lot better because you have a partner and you have someone to go through it with. But that doesn't mean that everything's perfect all the time.
But can I just walk you through a couple things? Like the relationship thing, there's one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a bank teller. Got a promotion, yay! Can't wait to quit my job.
Well, going back to school to go to the next level.
She was so excited about the promotion, and now it's like, not enough. She's so excited to have a man. Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just a...
Yeah, and to just say, like, well, I've been distant for a few months. And like, I don't... Why? Yeah. We've been reading her diary, literally reading her diary, and I don't understand why she has been distant from Mike.
I don't think she knows if he's who she wants to marry.
But then she's staying because of the fear from all the time being alone. This probably is why she stays.
Sorry, I'm kind of confused. What date was that?
January 1st.
And the last one was December 22nd?
26th. So it was the day after Christmas. She had emotions about the gift.
And she's been distant the whole time.
She said
months.
So then she's been distant since...
Probably before Thanksgiving. Remember when she started getting
okay,
kind of...
Okay, so I was like, there's not a month between December 26th and January 1st.
She said he's been distant, I think, since Christmas, but she's like, I don't blame him. I've been distant.
I was going to talk about something lighthearted and try to figure out where they were at because she says the cold weather. I know most of the United States has cold weather in December, but there are definitely spots that we can rule out, like...
California.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we know where they're not from.
Yeah, probably Texas.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that cold.
It doesn't. Just gets ice sheets and like.
That's pretty cold.
Yeah, but it's very. It just doesn't happen very often. Yeah. Just like rains ice and it's horrible and then it's over.
But cold is also relative too. Because it's like we growing up in Iowa, you always heard about like in California, they'll cancel school for if there's one snowflake because they don't know how to drive on it kind of thing. So
I wouldn't say that's untrue.
Do we think, can you look at the next, and can you blur your eyes like you're looking at a 3D picture?
Date.
You do.
Yeah.
And well, it starts at the top of the page.
It does, which is really interesting.
That to me says something very specific.
What do you think?
How often does it start at the top of a page? It's not very often. She just finishes and then she starts the next entry.
Right.
So
you think she ripped them out and then started again?
Yes.
Mm,
to me, that reads like that. It was like, screw all, like, what a psycho, or like she was self-loathing, or she was like, whatever she was writing in there, she wanted to get rid of and start brand new on a page.
Hmm. Yeah. Like maybe she didn't write for a little bit and then went back and was like, I can't leave this. I don't know. Do you want to know when the next, I don't know if I should tell you when the next one is.
Hmm.
I think you have, we do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is part of what we do.
No, I know.
Every day we do that.
But this is so different.
It feels
that
different. I don't want to know.
No.
We should wait till Monday.
No.
I've already closed the book and I wiped it from my memory.
I was going to veto, but she already closed it. I don't.
Oh my God, I hate everyone.
She closed it. What am I supposed to do?
It's locked up.
We find out what happens next on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I need your help.
My help?
I don't mean anyone in this room.
You need listeners' help.
Listeners' help. And it's not to say anything about you guys, but like, Erica's new here.
I'm useless.
Kind of right now.
How is...
Slacker, you don't care about people. And
I didn't know we were doing insults.
Can I go a little bit of inside information? Sometimes we sit around and like the songs are playing. We're like, ooh, we need to talk about... Like the bear breaking into the house or Taylor Swift doing something.
Stop
or like
the
whatever
bears.
It is. Just whatever it is. And we're all like, and then Aaron's like, ooh, can I do something real quick? And we're like, sure. There's an amount of trust in the room that we're like, if Aaron needs to say something, she's got something on her chest.
Maybe
she's
that was what was on her chest.
Right. But you know, it's never a roast. Yeah. It's never the thing.
Where no, it's just we like, haven't done a roast with Erica though. We should.
Oh. I'm so down, guys.
Do we like want to roast? We can roast.
We should do a roast.
Let's like plan a, well, wait, do I just sit here though?
No, it's
everybody.
Take turns,
everyone. Oh, I roast back?
Yeah.
Everybody roasts, but then when the listeners start calling, it's pretty hard. Maybe we don't do the listeners.
It's my favorite.
No, I think we should do it. We'll pick a day. We'll give people good warnings so they can really prepare.
But I want to make a rule right now.
No.
You can't.
No, mine were so good.
Because you use ChatGPT. You have to write it.
I did write it.
I needed 15 paragraphs on each of us and just skewered. It was like Tony Hinchcliffe so on meth. They were so good. It's not fair. You have to, if you can't hone your blade, you don't get to use.
Ooh. I just needed help phrasing it.
Oh. That's the problem.
Yeah, no.
I hate these people. Phrase it for me.
Here's their Instagrams. You see how dumb they are.
He needs your sound.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, why do Slacker?
You haven't done T-Hack yet. I hate people.
T-Hack doesn't even know he has kids. Just
what?
Jesus. What? I forgot. What'd you say about Erica?
She's not from here.
Yeah, she's too new.
Okay. So what's your beef ball?
303-222-5423.
We usually put that after you've said what it is.
I want to volunteer somewhere.
Oh.
It makes sense now,
right? Now I have to like.
Yeah, it all comes together.
Yeah, it does.
I was thinking about it this morning, how like I saw a TikTok last night. Someone donated stem cells. And I was like, I would love to do that. Because at one time I tried donating a kidney.
This is,
but type 1 diabetics cannot do live donations. So that was kind of a downer.
Yeah. One time I tried to donate my kidney.
Can I have another timeout?
Here's the other timeout. This is what happens. She loses her. And then she's got this wild hair. Like she came in. She's like, I'm giving a kidney. And we're all like, Aaron. Like, you can't. She's like, do it. And Tiak and I are just like grabbing her and going, like,
like
physically.
Stop trying to cut your kidney out.
Right. Like, right. Well, yeah, she's
right.
There's a guy in a motel shower. He's going to take care of me. It's like, no.
Oh, but
this is the first time she's come in with something doable. But she's
going
to find a way to make it impossible.
So I would love to go somewhere and volunteer. I've tried Children's Hospital, but they have a lot of volunteers. They don't need my help.
What
we can get Donna. We're tight with Donna. She'll get you in.
I mean, for sure. But there's also a lot of high school students that need volunteer hours. I don't want to take it from them. I volunteered at the Denver Rescue Mission.
So did the soup kitchen kind of thing.
And that was great. Wouldn't mind doing that again. But I want to find smaller nonprofits who really need volunteers. Whether it's with animals,
like a senior dog facility.
Sure.
I have a friend who does that in another state, but she's like, it is rewarding.
Senior dogs?
Because they're just there for the rest of their life. Yes.
Oh, no.
And you just walk them and play with them and love them.
So it's like hospice for dogs, though?
I think it's more like if their owners passed and they were older, where do they go? They go to the...
How are you talking about this?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not well.
Okay. She will not be volunteering.
Yeah, I could never volunteer there. I would be distraught. But I think Aaron could probably handle it.
Yeah.
You kind of like death.
Oh, it's not that I like death. I'm more comfortable with it than the average person.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
So you could be around dogs and then the next day they're gone and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't know that she would go, burnt, next, but like...
I don't think I said, burnt.
That was a buzzer going off.
Okay. Right. So, like, let me tell you, as part of, like, did you have to do this in private school?
Yeah.
A certain amount of volunteer hours?
Yeah, in school and out of school.
It wasn't required, but if we did, I think it was 40 hours or something. Or no, 400. I think it was 100 each year. It was called the
silver. 100 each year? That seems excessive.
I think it was called the silver cord. But so it wasn't required to graduate, but it was like an extra, you got like an extra tassel thing. And you could put it on your resume.
Like at Regis.
Like honor roll, silver cord.
You're not graduating unless you volunteered outside the school. Can't be inside the school.
That was like my college.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to a private school too?
Sure did.
Okay. And like, what did you do? Because he did like, they'd go into like some of the dilapidated neighborhoods or whatever. You know the videos that I get stuck on where it's the dude goes in with the mower?
Yes.
And just, there's a path.
Yes.
They do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would do that right now. That'd be so fun. I'll do it for free right now. Like, obviously volunteering is free, but I'm like.
How come I hate mowing my own lawn, but I'll sit there
just
and watch
somebody else's lawn would be so killer. Me and you want to do that?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
That's cute.
Okay. I love that. Okay.
All right.
For you guys. No.
You're not in?
I want to do something. Do something else.
Do you want to be with people?
I don't mind. Yeah. Kids, elderly, animals, anything.
Man. I can't do the elderly either.
You have so many parameters. You were right to exclude her.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
All right. So if you've got volunteering things, if you've got people that are about to die, pets, people, Aaron would love to.
Don't say that.
Volunteer opportunities, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay. Erica just called me lame off the air, so now this debate's coming on the air.
Erica.
As
if you weren't all thinking it.
It's like one of those would you rathers. You have to lose one thing. You have to lose either your phone or your wallet. Does wallet work for women? You have a wallet?
Yeah.
Where else do you think we store our ID, our cards? Do we have throw them in our purses?
Well, first off, I've never seen either of you carry a purse, per se.
You always see mine.
You have a backpack. You don't have a purse.
No. You always
you have the strappy thing.
That's a purse.
Yeah, but that's not... You know what I think of when I think of a purse. Also,
but Erica just held up something that's not a purse.
Correct. She's held up her keychain.
I'm showing you my wallet.
That's a wallet? Okay.
Yeah, it's got all my goodies in there. Check it out. It's my goodies.
Women have like the escape pod. It's like you have the wallet, but then you can put it in the purse.
Correct.
But if you need it, you can bust out the mini
just
version.
Just that thing. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. You have to lose either your wallet or your purse. And I feel...
Wallet or
Phone. Wallet or phone. Oh, sorry. Wallet or phone. I feel like there's a correct answer.
I agree.
I don't think anybody in the room knows it. I think you're all going to get it wrong.
Neither.
No. No, it's not
you
neither.
Have
it's
to
a
lose
would you
one.
Rather. You have to lose one or the other.
Hmm.
Like, because for a time, this is why Erica was mean to me. I used to have the book. It's called the book. Looked like a little Bible, a little pocket Bible.
And it had your cards on one side and your phone on the other.
And my cash tucked in and like...
And I said, oh yeah, Dane, my fiance, has a... And you said book. And I said, absolutely not. That's lame. He has one of those magnet wallets on the back of his phone.
Back.
So it's like, if he loses his phone, right. And so he has a separate other wallet.
That's just stupid.
That he can change the cards out and stuff depending on what he needs. But if he lost his phone, he would lose everything.
But when he gets home and he's just hanging out on the couch at night, he has all his cards stuck on the back of his phone.
Yeah, which is actually
all the time.
Stupid.
It's
so funny.
Same thing with
I
the
hate
book.
That.
You're on there.
No, but then you just
kind of
fold it open and you're just like,
okay, so that's exactly the same as
how it's not.
It just feels unnecessary. Yeah. Like most of the time.
Okay. Lame. All right. Fine. Yeah. So what is the answer though?
I would say, although now that I held up my wallet and it's connected to my keys, I'd be really doomed if I lost it.
Let's just pretend that broke off.
Okay. I would lose my wallet.
Okay. By the way, you can text in to 303-222-5423. I want you to understand that I will tell you the right answer and any logic you have will go out the window. Just so you know.
Okay. I'd love to hear everyone else's answers.
Wallet? Why? Because...
Wallet, because you can put cards on hold. You can go get new things without paying the amount of money that it costs to replace a phone.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree.
I have what... My answer, and I have what I think you're going to say.
Okay.
My answer is I'd rather lose my wallet for those three reasons Erica just said.
It's just, okay. And you're the same?
I'm the same, but also I know I'm different here. It's my insulin pump.
Ooh.
My phone is my insulin pump. Mm. I would much rather lose my wallet.
Yeah.
It's the trifecta. Erin finds a way to bring her diabetes.
I'm being serious,
deceased
though. One
family
of my biggest
members.
Fears is like, water damage to my phone. There was one time at the beginning of the year where I had to leave to go get a new phone because my old phone had water damage, couldn't control my pump.
Right. And then what? She's just like, well, I guess this is it.
Well, you're not going to die, Erica, so you don't get to jump on her answer.
I'm just empathizing with her. I'm really badly connected to my phone.
The answer has to be phone. Now, I understand...
The financial repercussions of losing this is not something I can recover from right now.
You do have me there, but if you have insurance on your phone?
No.
Get insurance on your phone.
No, that's not even a thing anymore.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it is. Do you guys have insurance on your phones?
I've never had insurance on it,
no.
You get it through your carrier. I have it through T-Mobile.
Okay, you can do Apple Care, but that's really expensive.
No, this is different. Apple Care, you should get Apple Care no matter what anyway. Oh, you know you've won the argument when the
point.
What is your reasoning?
Because you already said, oh, I gotta put holds on cards and then I gotta start ordering new stuff. You go one place if you lose your phone. You go to the Apple Store or T-Mobile, but you go one place and then you're back in business. Everything is restored with one stop. Have you ever lost your wallet? It is
No. Hold on. Sure. But going back to losing a phone, because I have never lost a phone, are you able to download everything? It's always just been a transfer. So you have your old phone. Are you able to get all of it?
If you backed it up.
Yes. Okay. And this room, clearly without insurance on their phones, hasn't done.
My phone broke one time. It was like, I'm going to forget all the numbers in your phone. And so I tried to back it up and I still to this day get texts and I have to be like, I'm so sorry, my phone... like forgot numbers. So if you didn't text me for a year, I don't know who you are.
Oh my God.
I hope it lost all my ex's numbers.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Will you back it up right now?
No, I back it up.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm feeling a little bit insecure today.
Is it because I called you fatty and threw meat snacks at you?
While that did happen, that is not my number one problem.
I didn't call you fatty. I just said fatty. And I
think you said, hey,
fatty. No, I did not. No, okay, I
hold
did
on.
Not.
Before we go any further with it, they're like meat sticks or jerky right. sticks.
Because she turned me on to this like meat stick that's actually one of my favorite meat sticks.
Chicken snack sticks.
By Mighty
Spark.
Yes.
Delicious.
They're so good. I've only had the teriyaki.
Oh, you got to go with the original, but the teriyaki might be better. I'm going to be honest.
All they had at Costco was that. And then when I went to Costco the other day, they're
right,
all
they're
I
gone.
Had. Yeah. So okay. What's the original? And then do they make a jalapeno or something too? I thought there was one that's
the
honey
Costco
something.
The Costco bag came with original and teriyaki in it.
It did.
So you may not realize you've had.
So both. I was just horking them into my mouth so fast.
Right. There's no fatty? Time to read. Yeah.
So then I got these other ones called fatty because right. I was like hoping to like widen our palates right. of meat in our mouth.
Because you like the bison. You like the bison ones too. The cranberry.
The bison ones from Epic are really yeah. good. Do they bison, have cranberry in them?
Cranberry.
It seems gross, but they're super. I know. Okay. They're just like the whatever Mighty Spark. They're really moist. Okay. Because the problem with chomps.
They get filmy.
Everybody buys chomps. My God, that's like eating a stick.
Yeah. It's real filmy. There's a real layer inside yeah. of your mouth once yeah. you've finished it. Yeah.
All right, fatty. So keep going.
Yeah, so perfect. I am not in my usual attire today. Oh, work clothes wise. And I
You're
feel
not?
Like it's a li- Okay, well now I'm even more insecure. He thinks that I always wear workout clothes to work. You're literally looking at me. It's not processing.
As
to you
long as you're not in like Cookie Monster pajamas and Crocs, like you're good.
Hack.
I agree. No Crocs. Yeah.
Would you boys come to work in like joggers and sneaks and well, yeah.
Have okay. you seen Hack? That's all he.
But he's thoughtful of his outfits every day. That's what I learned recently.
Mm, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he does lay out. Options.
Which mesh shorts should I wear today?
Yes.
It's a thought process. Yeah.
Hey, what kind of underwear do you wear, by the way?
Calvin.
Okay.
Period.
I'm getting a lot of ads for like the bamboo things. You know what those are?
No.
The undies?
Well, there's all these, they make them out of bamboo or something now, and they're supposedly like way cooler. Not like Fonzie cool, but like.
They make baby clothes out of like the bamboo.
Yeah.
They're
and
really
bed
soft.
Sheets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those are nice.
Yeah. So and I was just breathable. Wondering, because I respect you and the way you go with fashion. Like you like the thick t-shirts, but the ones you get are great.
Can I remind you of something?
Yeah.
You're asking a man about his underwear, and I believe that recently he had to reveal to us that his wife had to throw one away because they had holes in them.
Yeah, but I just thought maybe then when he starts replacing it, he probably got the good stuff. Because I've been going to my friends lately going, what's good? And one guy says Tommy John, and one guy says...
I hear all of them. I like the Calvin, though. That was something I did like a few years ago where I was like, I'm upgrading my underwear. I'm no more Hanes, no more, and I'm just going to
get it. If you can buy it at Target, you don't want it.
Kind of, yeah. And it just feels, it gives me that little moment every day when I'm standing there naked and I grab my underwear.
Why did you gesture to me? I don't want to know.
He didn't just gesture. He also locked eyes.
Yeah. That was very intense.
Okay. And I was like, okay.
All right. I'm so sorry. You're trying to get something.
I'm just thinking like what becomes inappropriate, especially in our workplace?
I'm not trying to like talk crap about you. I have no idea what you wear because I'm looking at the rocket ship that is the radio True. Station. I can basically only see your head.
We're so just bobbleheads to you?
Yes, you guys are all three. I can't see any of your bodies.
Okay.
Your body language I cannot read. So if you guys are tired of me, I wouldn't know it. You're going to have to do more with your face.
We're doing some like secret sign language to each other back here.
You can. Yeah. And I would never know.
That's
like,
interesting.
Right now you just look like you're wearing a black shirt.
It's a black athletic zip up, but I'm wearing an athletic skirt because I'm going to hit golf balls after the show. So
what?
And I saw all our bosses and our big boss said, you look guilty when I walked in. And I was like, it's because I'm not dressed very appropriate.
Guilty?
You're like, guilty? That's weird.
Well, so, okay. You know, I come off the elevator and our two bosses are standing there talking and they were kind of whispery.
And apparently, as they turned to look at me, I appeared guilty.
What?
So now I'm worried that it's because of my outfit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I don't understand it, but it sounds like everybody else in the room wants to do it.
I do it.
You do?
Yeah, and I just booked one literally this morning.
No way. To where?
Yeah. We're taking a very, very short, brief, quick vacation.
It has a name now.
It's a microcation.
Yes.
To Vail.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we're bringing that,
that's a micro staycation.
Yeah, but it's still like a 2 hour drive, 2.5.
What? How far do you got to get before you feel like you're not, before you actually feel like you're on a vacation? Because I grew up in Colorado. I know Vail, Aspen. Aspen feels like a vacation. Vail doesn't.
That's weird.
Because Aspen's like 4 hours.
Yeah. To me, it's like for it to be a vacation, I have to get on a plane.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, that's then you're cutting yourself off from so many options.
What if you just flew to, or like you could drive to Palisade? Not a vacation.
Mm, nope.
Oh my gosh. That's far though. That's like, because we that's looked like at four, going there and then we were like, oh, that's too long in the car for, we're going to go Saturday morning, come back Monday morning. I'll be at work Monday.
You're doing it this weekend?
No, it's coming up in a couple weeks and we're bringing the dog.
Oh, cute.
I know.
Cool. Yeah. That's what we do. We go to Breckenridge. And just for like a couple days.
Totally,
and
you don't ski.
Or Dylan, nearby.
He likes to be called Schmidil.
It's a microcation. And actually, you inspired us, T-Hack, to do the Return Monday thing, because you did one to like Evergreen recently.
Evergreen, yeah, that's another. Yeah,
and we realized.
Okay, wait, that doesn't count.
Huh? Oh, no, we didn't stay the night in Evergreen.
Like Evergreen, okay. Like you have what to go farther than Evergreen.
Else, then.
Yeah, why can't I think of the name? It's Keystone.
Keystone.
That's where we go. Keystone.
I don't even know where that is. Yeah. But
it's by Breckenridge. It's just you're going to drive by it on your way to Vail.
Right. So
yeah.
I would consider ours a microcation. And we're staying in a kind of a hotel. And it's like, you know what? A vacation is anything where I'm not staying with someone I know. That's what it is for me.
Oh, I was not someone you know.
So I'm not staying with a friend. I'm not staying with family. I'm not staying with in-laws who are family. But like, I'm not staying with anyone.
And what if you came up to my hood and I got you to stay at my buddy Josh's house? Would that count? Because you don't know him.
No, that's really weird.
No, but like, he's got a pool.
Okay. If he's not home?
No, he'll be there, but he'll be like one of those Airbnbs where the host is just in the other room.
Essentially, like, if I'm staying in a hotel-like environment.
So then, but can you stay in a hotel? Like the Gaylord Hotel out by me is a killer hotel.
If I'm checked out, yeah, that's a microcation.
I don't know how to tell you this. I feel like I'm a little bit like Aaron. I do think you almost have to, if I can drive there, it's not, you can't do a microcation far enough away. Because if you're driving, because if it's 7 hours drive and you're only going to stay a day, then like you don't have time. You're just dreading. Mm. You're like,
yeah.
You have to like try to pack everything in and then you got to get back in the car. Like I want to fly 3 hours.
You go 2 hours away.
But that's not far enough.
What is that for you? It's the same thing.
Cancun. That feels like a Cancun. 4 days. 3 days. Yeah. 3 days. Cancun. Like, leave the show. Jump a plane. Like, you're in Cancun. That's what I love about Denver.
That's not very budget friendly, which microcations are supposed to be.
Let me tell you this. Like, the last minute. Like, this is how Erin travels. She goes, like, she gets these things, and it's like, London for $14. And you're like, what? Because they just have these unsold. It's like, weird off times or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, like Apple Vacations. Go on Apple Vacations right now.
I still don't know what that is, and you mention it all the time.
It's a place. All they do is weird resorty travel. Okay. Oh, my God. Don't do it during the show. But like,
I'm going to start looking at my next microcation.
You click on last-minute deals, and like, I've left.
We need you on the show. Try to leave.
No, we don't.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you got a neighbor and their dog poops on your yard, there's ways to handle it, and then there's ways to not handle it.
All right.
Yeah.
And if you like to DoorDash things and something goes wrong, there's ways to handle it, and there's ways to not handle it.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I got a story out of Wisconsin.
Let's get some cheese.
I wonder if it was cheese that she was DoorDashing, but a Wisconsin woman is in a lot of trouble. So she had DoorDashed, just 10 chicken wings. And
oh my God, can we just have a quick aside? Like, I'll never DoorDash for me alone. If I don't have somebody, if I don't have my kids or something, like you can't DoorDash one person's worth of food. Just get up
and drunk one though. Item.
Yeah, just ugh. What, yeah. 10 silly. Wings? What is wrong with you?
Okay.
Sorry.
It's not me. So I'm sorry that she DoorDashed 10 chicken wings, but the order wasn't delivered. She had used the app, and so she went back on there, found the driver.
Oh.
Turns out that driver's service was interrupted. Like, she couldn't get Wi-Fi, so she couldn't find the orderer's home.
Okay.
Well, the woman who had ordered the 10 chicken wings found the DoorDasher.
What?
Hit the vehicle with a tire iron, smashed several windows, and threw a brick at it.
What?
She was arrested, faces up to 3.5 years in prison for felony criminal damage to property. It was $10,000 of damage because she didn't get her $1,000 Darby chicken wing she didn't get.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine being like, ah, hot chicken wings?
I can imagine you doing it. Absolutely, no. I can.
I get a little hangry. I'm not going to lie.
You do. My story is out of Florida. A 51-year-old man saw his neighbor coming by, and the neighbor had a propensity to let his dog poop, and he would not pick it up. So rather than...
He let the dog poop and then walked away.
Yep.
Okay.
And he'd done it several times. Rather than confront the man, he did the obvious thing and shot at him.
Nisha the dog!
Let's see.
No!
The dog
God.
Is fine. He didn't actually shoot anyone. He just shot. Shot? Is that the past tense of shot? Oh, it's still shot.
Yeah.
Still shot in their general direction. Turns out, even in Florida, that's illegal.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Yeah, so he's going to jail.
To be fair, the guy should have been picking up the poop, man.
Yeah, pick up the poop or suffer the consequences.
Stop!
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.